I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4, at the Monroe County History Center, a chance to hear vintage 40th anniversary reading by the five women poets. Our guests are two of the founders of the group, Antonia Matthew and Helen May. They got together as part of a group that had taken a class in poetry, Antonia?
Well, the class was a regular class that Sandra Gilbert was teaching, and Helen and I were there as special students.
We were a little older than the rest of the group, and we had enjoyed having our poetry discussed and criticized, which was very helpful, was important to us. So we sort of kept going, meeting at people's houses and so forth.
Now, typically people think of poets writing in garrets, spurred by passions, visions, ideas that mysteriously appear and compel and overpower the author. You're both laughing. Tell us a little bit about putting together a poem.
Well, what came immediately to my mind was that I was cooking supper for my family, and at that time I had one small baby in one of those slings that you strap to your front, and I was cooking, and an idea comes for a poem. So I tear off a paper towel, and I get a pencil, and I just jot it down, and then I put it aside until I could get to it. So it just kind of announced itself in the middle of daily life.
Poems announce themselves, Helen?
Yes, or some line of a poem, you say, it comes to your mind while you're driving or doing dishes or whatever, and you start working on that in your head, and the first thing you know, you have to write it down because you know you'll forget it. And then you get to working on it later, and you have a poem eventually.
Many of us have ideas, especially while we're sitting in traffic. They're frequently not ideas we'd want to turn into a poem. What is it about you two that leads these ideas to become poems?
I'm not sure I could answer that question. It's almost as if the muse taps on your shoulder and says, pay attention, because I have a poem that I want to be heard. So in some cases, it's almost like being the pipeline, that if you pay attention, the poem is going to be given to you. After that, you have to work on it. Would you think, Helen, that it's at all like that for you?
I don't know about the muse, actually, but somebody will kick you. And very often you will see something that really impresses you, a scene or a person, and you immediately make some connection with some other thing, like you're looking at leaves and you think maybe of books of pages or pages of books, rather. But whatever the image is, it makes you want to enlarge on it and get it down permanently before you lose it. And also, I can say things in poems that I would be terribly embarrassed to just say to someone.
Yes, one can be more forthcoming in a poem, because somehow the poem stops belonging to you, in a sense. And what the poem is about, you know, universal is kind of a large word, but it has a meaning that can be shared by many other people.
Antonia Matthew and Helen May, they're founders of the Five Women Poets. There'll be an anniversary reading, a 40th anniversary, called Vintage, with the five plus one plus guest readers at the Monroe County History Center, 202 East 6th Street, Sunday, October 12th, 2 to 4. And we're promised things that Helen May wouldn't be comfortable just saying, and things that Antonia Matthew finds have very, very large connections. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.